This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 8 1/2 after 6 on this Monday morning from FM 106. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show. Brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit, Illinois.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available at your ag equipment dealer. Check our attractive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Relax on the road this fall with the peace of mind you get from Michelin Tires, because through September 21st, you can get $70 via MasterCard reward card after submission when you buy any set of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires, including the new Michelin Premier all-season tire. Visit your local tire experts at Taylor Tire and Auto on the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires September 21st, 2014. Void where prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to a license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 346 and a half, up 10 and 3 quarters. December corn, 356, up 9 and a half. March corn, 368 and 3 quarters, up 9 and a quarter. September soybeans, 1085 and a half, up 21 and a quarter. November soybeans, 1021 and a half, up 18 and a quarter. January soybeans, 1028 and a quarter, up 17 and a half. September wheat, 531 and a half, up 6 and a quarter. December wheat, 535 and a quarter, up 5. March wheat, 553, up 3. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Friday afternoon. With fall weather arriving next week, bringing with it a chance of frost, corn and soybeans finished higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 9 cents higher at 328 to 356. Soybean bids were up 2 to 18 cents at 1021 to 1241. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 9 to 12 cents stronger at 328 to 358, while soybean bids ended mixed at 998 to 1262. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 10 to 11 cents at 326 to 361, soybean bids 19 cents stronger at 997 to 1182, and the wheat bids 5 to 8 cents higher, ranging from 418 up to 470. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 18 cents at 1172 to 1322. Basis unchanged on Friday, ranged from 150 to 300 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 584.10 to 616.10, which was up $4.70 a ton, and basis ended steady on Friday, ranged from 148 to 180 over September. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids a dime higher at 361 to 381, with basis steady, ranging from 5 to 25 over December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids up 9 to 20 cents at 334 to 371. Basis ended mixed on Friday from 22 under to 15 over December. Soybeans ended 17 to 18 cents higher at 1047 to 1247. With basis steady to 1 cent lower at 25 to 225 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 8 to 13 cents higher at 356 to 362. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 18 to 19 cents with quotations at 1067 to 1147. Soft red winter wheat ended mixed on Friday at 4.55 to 4.67, while the Milo ended 9 to 10 cents higher at 3.36 to 3.46. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 302 up to 326. New crop soybean bids at 982 to 997. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 319 up to 343, with new crop soybean bids at 978 to 1006. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 316 up to 336. And the new crop soybean bids range from 987 up to 1010. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, $159.75, up $2.70. December live cattle, $160.92, up $2.42. February live cattle, $159.20, up $2.50. September feeder cattle, $225.72, up $1.95. October feeder cattle, $224.37, up $2.37. November feeder cattle, $222.92, up $1.75. October lean hogs, $105.62, up $2.97. December lean hogs, $95.45, up $3. February lean hogs, $91.42, up $2.37. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 5th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 201 higher in the range of $87 to $100, with the weighted average carcass price of $97.12. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading fully steady. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 54 to 60, 5 to 6, excuse me, 4 to 5 weights, 56 to 63, 5 to 6 weights, 61 to 64, and 600 pounds and up, 64 to 65. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $61 to $66. Receipts for Illinois hogs so far, or for Illinois hogs today, totaled 16,455 head. And now the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction for September the 4th, they had receipts of 365 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 153 to 160.75. Select and choice steers, 145 to 154.50. Select steers, 135 to 141. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 141 to 142.50. With a few high dressing, bringing 150.50. Select and choice Holstein steers, 135 to 136. And select Holstein steers, 132. Choice slaughter heifers were 153.50. to 159.75. Now moving on to the slaughter cows, premiums, average dressing 131, high dressing 148 to 149.50. Breakers were 109 to 114, boners were 109 to 114, and leans were 80 to 91. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis 158 to 163 and on a dress basis at 245 to 252. Heifers on a live basis traded at 156 to 163 and on a dress basis 250 to 252. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 278 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 103.16, which was 32 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were 248.67, that was 55 cents higher, with select carcasses at 236.25, that was $1.56 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, Cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000. That compared to 114,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. So far on a year-to-date basis, killed 20,502,000 compared to 22,058,000 for a year ago, and that represents a negative 7.1% year-to-date less slaughter. Hog slaughter was estimated at 410,000. That compared to 330,000 last week and 428,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, we've slaughtered 70,706,000 head of hogs, and in 2013, we slaughtered 74,687,000 head, and that represents a negative 5.3 year-to-date fewer slaughters. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.56. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.56. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.78. September beans delivered to Scottville, $10.67. September wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.19. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $3.56. Beans at Greenfield are $10.78. Beans at Scottville are $10.67. Wheat at Scottville is $4.19. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the morning farm show brought to you on this Monday morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Illinois. It's 6:20, color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Sunny skies across mid-Illinois for your Monday. High temperatures in the upper 70s with light and variable winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers. Low temperatures in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy, once again a slight chance of showers. High temperatures in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy with showers likely Wednesday and Wednesday night. Low temperatures in the low 50s, high temperatures in the mid-60s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. Clear skies on this Monday morning, scattered fog in the area, right now a temperature of 50 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
As her ride pulls into the driveway, Daddy's little girl hugs her father one last time before college. It's a hug that says everything that both of them want it to. I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm gonna miss you. The warmth from his embrace is still there as the car pulls into Casey's and she picks up the pizza that Dad ordered for the road. Casey's, famous for pizza.
6:22 on this Monday morning, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you, and by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. The Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the 2014 Ram 1500, has low financing with great rebates, and we have a nice selection to choose from. We also have one remaining 13 Dodge Avenger loaded, and we're selling below invoice. And the all-new Chrysler Town & Country and Dodge Grand Caravan have 0% for 72 months and a $1,000 rebate. Right here at Bishop Motors, where your word and handshake makes the best deals.
trust in a bank develops over time. Not in a few months or years, but over decades, and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years this September. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC and Illinois' oldest bank, established in 1854, now with 13 locations to better serve you.
This past weekend was the annual Friends for Ag Alumni Tractor Ride in Staunton. I spoke with Stacy Slifka, chairman of the Tractor Ride, about how the event went.
We ended up with 77 tractors today. One of them unfortunately didn't start and didn't go, so it was 76 on the ride. And this is one of the best events that we've had. We're really excited because we're going to start introducing new things like the games. We have the dyno machine back out this year. We try to do it every other year. It gives the guys a chance to measure the horsepower of their tractors. We also have the test and tune, where we have an actual mechanic, tractor mechanic here, and he will help test and tune the tractors according to the dyno machine. And you know, we're just really excited to have it. This is not the biggest one we've had. I believe it's because of the weather. But we're hoping to get 100 tractors first Saturday after Labor Day every year.
So next year, people need to mark this on their calendars to try to come out.
Yes. It's the same time every year. The only difference is when we start. So you can find out information contacting the school, or you can contact me because I do the coordination of the route every year. My phone number is 618-781-7435.
And again, this is a fundraising event of sorts. Is that right?
Well, it raises awareness for our ag program. We do fundraise. We don't make a terrible amount, but our goal is one scholarship. We give out scholarships every year. To date, since they've started this in 08, we have gave out over $60,000 in qualifying FFA member scholarships. So we're hoping to get at least one scholarship out of it, maybe learn to coordinate other events and get more.
Now, tell me a little bit about your group itself. Is it an alumni group who's focusing on helping future generations of FFA students?
Well, actually, I'm the newest in the group, so I can tell you what they've told me. Historically, it's started out with a group of parents that their kids were going to Staunton High School, so they got together and they just did a tractor ride one day. You know, they went somewhere. But they got together other times to coordinate. They started the chapter here in Staunton, and they raise money through dinner auctions, which in February we have a dinner auction. It's pretty big. It's out here at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. And we raise money as much as we possibly can to get the things that the school districts can't afford. This year we have donated the money to put a greenhouse up to start a horticulture type, you know, study system out there. And, you know, the grades, not just the high school kids that are in FFA will use it, the kids all the way down to kindergarten can utilize it. And, you know, they put their plants in there. They're going to do fall flower sales. And so it's helping them raise money for their own. You know, they go on trips to learn more about the FFA, about their studies. And, you know, it just benefits the kids. And that's what we're here for. We want to benefit the kids.
So it's about benefiting kids and kind of spreading more agriculture awareness to future generations throughout the school district, not just the FFA kids.
Correct. We want to start young, getting them interested in the concept. And, you know, as they go through school, about 7th and 8th grade, there's like an ag program that they can start getting into. And then once they're in high school, they don't have to have a future in ag to do it. And that's a good thing, because there's important things in the ag. The kids are, you know, required. They have an accountant, you know, treasurer. They have a recorder that records historical events. You know, they learn so many things about leadership through it and responsibility. And that's what we're in it for.
Now let's get back to this weekend's event about the tractor ride that you guys just got back from. And first of all, can you kind of give me a size and scope of the type of tractors you have out here? Because it's interesting to see you guys come back from the parade. You have a lot of antique tractors, and then you also have those who have newer tractors with enclosed cabs who are probably jamming out to the radio during the ride.
They benefit the most because they get, on a day like today, they got the heat. And on a hot day, they get the air conditioning. We have tractors that range, I believe, in the 1930s all the way to current. Majority of them are antique and fall in the range of the 1940s to 1960s. The range of the attendance, we have early as young as 16, starting, you know, because they have to have a driver's license and be an insured driver at 16. And I believe we have a couple gentlemen that are in their 80s here today. So, you know, We really like to invite all ages. They bring wagons with their families, too. And that's what it's about. It's a family event.
And not only do you have all ages of people and all ages of tractors, you also have all colors of tractors out here.
Mine is pink, and I prefer the pink tractors. I'll do a little plug there. But we do have a lot of the John Deere, the Alice Chalmers, the old case tractors that are, they're like an orange color instead of the red, like everybody knows a case now. There are so many of them, I just can't even start to talk about them all.
And you mentioned that you have your own tractor that was in the parade. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your own individual tractor?
Well, mine is a 1941 McCormick Deering Farmall Model H. And when I bought it, we were on a country ride and we found it. It was a pile of rust at the end of somebody's driveway. We inquired about purchasing it. My father-in-law, Frank Slifka, he restored the tractor for me. When it came time to paint it, I came home with a gallon of pink paint. I thought they were all going to faint, but considering we already had two red H's, I went ahead and painted mine pink. And we've been in many parades and breast cancer awareness events. People have contacted me, and we take it to different places, sporting a breast cancer flag. And it pretty well started because I was the only girl driving. I wanted a pink tractor so I would stand out from all the guys. And my sister-in-law, Tanya, she drives now too. But the tractor, it just brings a lot of fun. It's relaxing. I think it's one of the best hobbies, you know.
And this is kind of a family thing for you, isn't it, restoring tractors?
Yes, my father-in-law, he started restoring tractors. His John Deere that's out there is actually the tractor he drove on Nick Caron's farm when he was only 14, and it was brand new. And when he quit working for Nick, of course, his cousins down the line worked for him. And when Nick died, his cousin inherited the tractor, but he didn't want it. So my father-in-law got it back, and that's what started the whole thing, is he restored his first tractor he ever drove. So then we all started acquiring tractors, and we were up to 12 at one time, and now we're down to 8, but there's always one in the garage.
And what do you guys like about restoring tractors?
It's a family event for us. You know, we get together, we have a big shed, we get together in the shed and we restore, you know, each of us have our own. I'm a parts runner. I run for parts. I don't think they'll ever send me for paint again, but I'm a parts runner. My sister-in-law, she is the chef. She fixes us lunch and stuff when we're in the sheds usually. And then the guys, you know, even the kids get into, you know, working on the parts, you know, banging dents out, getting the new parts out. So for us, it's a family event, and it's really relaxing for all of us once we get one done to be able to show it off.
And what better event to show it off at than a tractor ride that goes all over the countryside? And after the tractor ride, you guys have tractor games. Now, tell me a little bit about what the tractor games involve.
Well, this is the first year for the tractor games. We have the barrel racing, where we have empty plastic barrels, and the tractors race against each other. It's bracket racing. They push the barrel from one end to the other, and the first one there wins, moves on to the next bracket, until we have a first, second, and third place, of which we have medals for. Then we have the chain drag, which is a wooden box with a 10-foot chain in it. It's like a log chain. We hook it to the back of the tractor when it straddles the box with its back tires. Then they pull the chain out and they drag it back and forth, and they get one spotter to tell them when to stop and go because it's underneath the tractor. They're unable to see. And with working with their spotter, they're timed on how quickly they can go back and forth and get the chain back into the box. And then there's the backwards race. We set up cones, and the guys have to, they start at a start line, and they have to back their way through the obstacle course and back around to the start line. And that, again, is timed in its individual times. And then we have the race for the older people, which is the slow tractor race. I call this my John Deere race because the John Deeres tend to be able to throttle down slow enough. You get the, they call them pop-pop tractors, where they, you know, just make a little pop, pop-pop noise. And they race from the start to the finish, and the last one there is the winner, actually. Slowest time overall wins.
All right, so a little bit backwards from what normally people would consider a race. Interesting. Well, Stacy, I think we pretty much covered the scope of everything that's going on here this weekend. Is there any final thoughts you want to give about this tractor ride that you guys do? Anything about your group or next year's event?
Well, next year's event, like I said, same Saturday, first Saturday after Labor Day every year. We do provide breakfast in the morning, donuts. We also have lunch available for purchase. Our group, once again, it's great volunteers. I mean, these are people whose kids graduated 6 years ago, still coming back to help because they believe in the group so much. And we're just hoping to see everybody at the auction in February.
Again, that was chairman for the annual Friends for Ag alumni tractor ride, Stacy Slifka. For any questions about next year's tractor ride, you can call Slifka at 618-781-7435. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.